You are listening to The Art of Work, a new translation of Ecclesiastes by Vance Neudorf. This is section 6. Everything has its season, and there is a time for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to reap. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to destroy and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to caress and a time to abstain, a time to embrace and a time to refrain, a time to find and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to discard, a time to argue and a time to agree, a time to listen and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. This time poem that Kohelet writes is perhaps the most often quoted section of Ecclesiastes, but unfortunately, most people use it to say something that is not remotely a part of Kohelet's teachings. When we look at the section before this time poem, section 5, we saw that Kohelet has just reiterated his theme question, what do we gain from all the toil and anxious striving with which we labor under the sun? And before that, he noted that the cycles of life continually swirl around us, and in their path, they can often leave us with piles of twisted and broken projects. But he has reminded us that even though our daily work is full of problems and pain, we can still enjoy the simple things of life as we eat and drink and enjoy our work. For Kohelet, the thorns and thistles that plague creation are interspersed with God's good gifts to us, and when we accept those, we also receive wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. So with all those thoughts as his foundation, Kohelet then writes this beautiful poem about both the positive and negative aspects of life. He seeks to encompass all of life's seasons, and he uses 7 stanzas of 2 couplets each, masterfully weaving together the positive and negative aspects of life upon this earth, birth and death, planting and reaping. To kill and destroy are offset by healing and building. Weeping and mourning are interspersed with laughing and dancing. Our time when we caress and embrace will eventually end, and the things that we find and keep will someday be lost or thrown away. Even at times we agree, we still will then turn to arguing, and times of love and peace will turn to hate and war. This poem does have a final stanza that's not actually connected to it right at this point, but Kohelet is going to pause here, and he's going to restate his theme question in light of the seasons of life, and that's what we will look at more closely tomorrow, or if you'd like to read ahead, you can find the next few podcasts on theartofwork.ca. Thank you for listening. My name is Vance Neudorf, and these have been my reflections on Ecclesiastes. Please forward this email on to others, and if you wish to read more about Kohelet's teachings, please go to my website, artofwork.ca.